Have the Mishaburis, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. We started the sugya, minyan and not minyan, how much is a minyan, 10, 6, tefillah belachash, shliach tzibur, complicated, controversial topics which come up all the time. So we said we began with a Mishtabura. Simin Tzadik Siv Katan Chav Ches. You have to know this Mishtabura klar. Mishtabura says what's called Tfilah B'tzibur, Hasara, Gedoylim, Beyachad. Who is he quoting? Chaya Adam. And therefore you have to come on time to Shul. Good. The Shaila is that in Shulchan Aruch Simin Samach Tes, it says clearly for Nyani Kedusha it's good enough to have Vav. And the Mishabura is Masbir, why Vav? Because Vav is called Roiv. And when, therefore it's like a Tzibur Gama. So this is the Kasha. What do we do? Huh? Good, good. So this becomes the Sugya. So basically the Shaila is Simin Tzadik, the Iker. And we have to work around Simin Samach Tes to explain it. Or vice versa. Which means Simin Samach Tes is the Halacha. And maybe tzaddik is just l'hidu, l'chumra, however you want to say it. Toshiva Zatzal, Nigus Moshe, Chelik Aleph, Simin Chav Ches, says clearly that the Iker is Simin Tzaddik. Hagam, his wording is not very strong. You saw the tshuva, like he's mistopic, he goes back. Few of them, you saw like he back and forth and up. Right, you saw?
I didn't see so well.
Okay, the Lashon HaSarep is very vague, and it's like it doesn't come out with a stark achra. And I was going to call Rebelski today. Rebelski's not well. His wife told me he can't be bothered today. He's very sick. So I was going to call Reb David. I couldn't reach him, so whatever. By tomorrow I should have it. I want to know if the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal in MTJ was makbid on it. I wouldn't be surprised if not. I wouldn't be surprised. You know, people have to go to work. It's not a very strong lashon from the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal. Not very strong lashon. Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. I'll clarify this. Al Kolponim, Hidicha takes on that Simin Tzadik is the Iker, and Samach Tes, he explains, is unique. What's unique about it? It's only for Dvarim Shiv Gedusha. But Enoch Hanami, for Shliach, for Shmon Esrei, Tefillah B'Tzibur, Yitaka need 10 people. He discusses over there about Davening Belachash. In order to come, I mean, that's what the Mishmur is talking about, Davening Belachash. In order to come to say Chazar Sashatz, so you have to say this pshat that the Rishiva meant that there's a special maila in Tfilah B'Tzibur to be Mechayiv Chazar Sashatz, and for that, it's enough 6. I mean, if it's Dvarim Shiv Kedusha, so let him just say Kedusha. Well, what do you want? Just like there's 4 people, what do? You just get up and say Shmoneh Esrei, we get the Hech Kedusha, right? So why if there's 6 people? I thought 6 people, according to Rishiva, is not a... Right? Simit Tzadik is Iker, and it's not called Tefillah B'Tzibur. Teretz says it's enough of a Tefillah B'Tzibur to Mechayev Chazar Sashatz. I didn't understand that we spoke out yesterday, Manavshach. I mean, either it is or it's not. I don't know, what's this middle ground? Your mom, she said it over Gavali. It was very, very... I don't know the way you hacked it up, Gvaldik. Where does it come from? Who made this up? Tefillah B'Tzibur means 10 people. So what? Now there's a new Zach, Tefillah B'Tzibur, the Gei Chazar Sashat. What is that? Said it over perfect. You hit what I wanted last night. You took the words right out of my mouth, as they say. Okay? Chveisnish. Mistama, if you learn the Sugis Lamdish, you have to work on the Sugi a little bit more. But that's what it says, that there's 3 Hagdaras. For Nyanei Kedusha, all you need is 10 people just to get up and say it. For Nyanim of Chazaras Hashatz, 6 is good enough to make the Chazaras Hashatz, right? So in other words, Kedusha, even if you don't have 6 people, right? Even if you have only 4 people. Ah, Abiyudal, I thank you for coming. Because it's Shane, we learned the whole sugya tonight. Can I have 1 minute to Chazar? He deserves a 1 minute Chazar.
I want to know if you do the Hechel Kedusha right away, do the people, does everyone have to stay till they finish with that story, or that's just, do the people are down there, they just...
They disappear, they're done. Yeah, Vada, after Hechel Kedusha, they're done. Okay, you don't come. We have a lot of work to do, so come to Schnell. Let's go. Tonight we're going to shoot. Let's go. You have the Sfarim. I'm not even going to call up the Sfarim inside. You guys sit there with the Sfarim. Let's go. Okay. Is a minion 10? Is a minion 6? Is a minion 4? Do Yeshiva Olam have a different type of minion than Balabatim? Is that what's going on here? The what? Yeah, it almost never happens, like a rare unique case. I see it's going to be work ahead of me. Okay, so what do we have? We have like this. And in Siman Tzadik it says clearly you need 10 people. What? Asor Gedoylim B'yachad. B'yachad, together. You know that by the end of today's shir, I'm going to come out that you don't... What do you need? It's fine. Rabbi Yehuda Tzadik, anything you do is just fine.
Sometimes.
One day I'll tell you my relationship with Yudi. We're classmates and roommates.
And very good.
And roommates. And really good friends. And we have tremendous harach of each other.
He's a real tzaddik.
Okay.
He doesn't know me yet after all this time.
Still say the same jokes than we were in Yeshiva. Chazemi was in Long Beach. We were in Long Beach together. Kitzar Aveisai. So Siman Tzadik, it says clearly, Sivkan Chavches, that you're supposed to have 10 people, Gedoylim B'yachad. Mais in Siman Samach Tes, it says that for Kedushin, Yoni, like all these types of things, all you need is 6. Mishnah Berurah says, because it's Rav Minyan. So the Kash is, which one is Lalo? Is the 10 people is the Minyan, or is the Minyan 6, which turns into Rav? This is a machlokes ha'poskim how to learn. Rav Shiva Zatzal Nigros Moshe Chelik Alf Siman Chav Ches learns that Siman Tzadik is the Iker. Hagam I said to him, it's not very stark of l'shaynis, and I wouldn't be surprised if an MTJ he was Mekel for the Balabatim. I'm gonna speak to Reb David. I was trying to reach Reb David today, but I didn't try. Reb Elsky's not well, but Reb David, I'm gonna reach him in Shem tomorrow. Hakoponim Siman Tzadik is the Iker. Samach Tes only for Dvarim Shemidusha. It's talking about Chazar Sashatz and you're davening Balach. I should just get up and say Chazar Sashatz, like by 4 people. So obviously there's such a thing called Tfilah Satzibur enough to make a Chazar Sashatz with 6. Agam, I don't know where that comes from. Manavshach. If Tfilah Satzibur is 10, so it's 10. So what's this middle road over here, middle ground, that it's enough to make a Tfilah Satzibur that you should have to make Chazar Sashatz? Okay. I don't know. That's the Shiloh. That's the Shiloh. He's saying a Chiddush, that there's a certain halacha called Rav Tzibur, and it's enough to be called Tfilah Satzibur to make a Chazar Sashatz. No. I don't know where it comes from. Manavshach. If you hold that Siman Tzadik is Iker, and that's called Tfilah Satzibur, so what is this new halacha? Elamai, because all you need is 10 people standing there for a Kedusha. So say Kedusha. What's the Chazar Sashat?
The way Ramesh seems to put it is that when you need a shear, when there's a shear, you need 10 people, and there's no right.
No, but that's...
When you don't need a shear, when it's just... You need a minion, you need a Tzibur,
then just get up.
Kedusha, there's no din Tzibur.
So then just get up and say Kedusha. What do you want? Just get up and say Kedusha.
But that's the Chazar Sashatz. You need
it. Again, the Chazar Sashatz means you do need a Tzibur, so then you do need something.
But you don't need it's not Mamash the Tzibur that you need that.
So where does that come from? Manashach, if it's not the real Tzibur that we always call Tfilas and Tzibur, then what is it? It's a new thing. So that's the question, where it comes from. It's a Nai Halacha. But there's such a thing called a Tzibur, which is not a real Tzibur, but it's enough for Chazar Sashatz. Okay. Minchas Yitzchak and all the Achreinim, especially Chassid Shailim, they all held that Siman Samach Tes is the Iker. I, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tzadik, it's the right thing to do. And we were Medayik, that all the Mishnah Berurah says is that you should come on time to make sure that you're not with the Tzibur. Don't say anything that you're not Yoytze, or that you have to go to a different shul in case that they don't have 6 to 10 people davening. It doesn't say that. He just V'lachain, Yizayr. Why didn't he just say you're not Yoytze? Why didn't he say that you shouldn't go to a shul that has small minyanim? Mashma, that it's more than that. Okay. L'maisa, how do you pask? You have over here L'maisa on one hand. You have here the other G'daylam, the Chassidzchak. So what's L'maisa? What do you do? I mean, what's let's discuss this, Rabbi Say. Okay? I'm going to show you how the truth is, if you learn through Ramosha's Chuvis, Ramosha might be Chomer on the 10, he's Mekel on everything else around the minion, that technically you can never lose Tefillah B'Tzibur. And I'll explain to you why. The Moshe, like I told you, not so stark. He says, he declares, he has tshuvas, many of the tshuvas that L'chayra it should be in the Mashmoyesin. Okay. Now, this that they bring from the Briska Rav, that's the famous thing that they quote the Briska Rav. I can't believe that Rav Pomeranchik, the Talmud of the Briska Rav, wrote a whole shtick of klar, not like the Briska Rav. It's very hard to make that. I mean, he was like one of the big Talmidim. They say it over. I think Rav Sternberg brings the Maidim as Manim, but the Briska Rav held like that. At the end of the dish, like Rav Maisha, like you need 10 people. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman, I told you, also says you should have 10 people. Okay? Amit Samach Gimel. Okay? Oitches. Shisha Mispalin, who's reading? Go ahead, Rabbi Yehuda, you're the guest, go ahead. Shisha Mispalin, go ahead, Ches, let's go. Ches.
Shisha Mispalin, Shetzifu Imam Achelim, Shekha Espalu, Shwana Saminian, Achopi Shemin Kadash Kedusha, Ein Lahem, Miles Fu the Siva, Achi Yasar Mispalin.
So Mazam was passing who? Like Ramosha. Alright? Clark. There's a little bit of a disclaimer. What does he say over there? He says it's not Kedai Ruud Minyan because of that. Go ahead, read it. Read the next line.
So
in other words, let's say you're in a place. The island doesn't die with that. It's Reish Nun Sim Omid Samach Gimel Ois Ches. You should know it's Kedai to keep this in your pocket because, you know, the island comes in. Oh, 10 people to... So Zalman says, don't run a minion because of it. Start, don't run to other shuls right away.
What does that mean?
What
did
I run? What do you want? I'm a... And he says, even if it happens... He says, even if it happens a few times.
Yeah. You're one of the six that didn't dive in yet. If you'll just wait for another minion, you don't have six anymore. You only have five.
Be part of the six.
Yeah.
Six.
You... It's a mayudik, it's a mayudik of Shlomo Zalman.
The other five don't have an Eitzah. In other words, even if you have an Eitzah, I think that's a smashma. Even if you have an Eitzah, you could go to another shul.
You can go! Shlomo. You can't slave. You can't slave from Yeshiva.
Right, okay? The other guys can't
The other guy have work to do. What do you want from them? Well, you start ruining your life. I mean, that's it. Right. I mean, help them out the minion. That's all.
Yeah.
Shlomo Zalman says it. It's an off in a psak, you know? Shlomo Zalman, that... So what's the tarot? He says a vart. He says a vart. His vart is because the mile of health in Yenim is not as important. He's all the
alone.
The lotion is because to help Yid, to help Yenim is more important than tefillah.
My question is a mile of tefillah with tzibur, and then there's a chaydas tzibur. You have to have a tefillah with a chaydas tzibur. You don't have a mile of tefillah with tzibur. Maybe it's more. That maybe you need 10. But could be there's such things as a chaydas tzibur. Maybe that's where Moshe is saying the six. They're the right for the six.
I wanted to say this originally. Remember I told you that you see the L'chadchil of the B'diyev?
But more than just the L'chadchil, more than just that.
But he doesn't say it though. He says a lashon that the maila of helping Ananda Yid is more important.
He says it like that?
That's his lashon.
Really?
It's a mile to add feel a bit saber, but don't ruin Yanim's life because of it.
But how's he helping him? How's he helping him?
Because the poor guy has a minion.
No, you help us for Kedusha and Kaddish.
The Teretz isn't something. That's what I'm telling you.
Zachary's of a spell, but Kaddish.
Kedusha, you have something. Every Rav has to keep this.
It's not a different story.
Only if you have a minion.
No, Hazar Shatz you can do anyway. Hazar Shatz you can do anyway. With six. Bad, that we learned.
Even the Mishabur says that.
The Mishabur says that. No, that's Mishabur. Samach Tess, we said.
That's what the Mishabur says. That's
we were Chadish. That even if you hold, you need 10. Yeah, because that's a din of Milo of Tzibur. Samach Tess, look it up. Samach, look it quickly. Look. Samach Tess. Oiseches. We learned the clock. Okay, now. This Rabbi Sai is with six and four that didn't daven. How about we did good today.
We waited for Nate,
so we're gonna wait for Nate, so we're gonna take care of it. Yeah.
We waited today. 7:15 and 52 seconds.
Gabriel, if you're not our minion, who is our minion? You're the main part of our shul. There's no shul without you.
What's the shul? It's
very,
me,
very
you, Reb Lazer, right. That's the shul in the world.
Not to do even a few seconds, 5 seconds before.
No, he's not.
Zalman writes clearly.
Shul is always says you can't. He says just that for people that need to work and go, they can do it.
Good, but the people don't have a hat, they don't have a hat.
It's not Makfias. It's not a hat to Makfias.
No, he says Makfias.
Says he Makfias.
He says Makfias.
Rafael did not Makfias.
What he was saying says clearly Makfias.
I heard from
it's there, it's in the safest.
It says it right here.
It's in the Alicha Shlaimi. He says he can do
it.
But those that don't have the hat, they don't have the hat.
They can't do it.
Right, but then you have the VAR that you're helping the
video. But forget about that. We're doing it anyways. Don't worry about it. Okay, next. Okay, next. We're never going to finish, and then I'm going to blame you again for another day of tefillah. That's it. Tonight it's over. Let's go. We have so much. There's so much. Rabbeisa, let's move. Okay, you ready? Now.
This
Rabbeisa is only about 6 and 4 didn't daven. But normally our problem is a little different. All 10 are davening.
But
the problem is
not
up to the same time. That's where the problem is. So we don't have to deal with the asara, but we have to deal with the asudah. What? The yachad. That's where our problem is. The asara is not our sugi so much. The sugi here every morning is the yachad. So what's called yachad? Okay. What's the yachad? Okay. Question is, we wait. That's what we do, right? The chazan turns around and he starts counting. How many should you wait for? Should you wait for 6? Should you wait for 10? Okay. Shh, come now. So let's start with the Mishnah Berurah Siman Samach Vav, Siv Katan Lamed Hay. Yeah.
Is that an Aleph?
That says clearly that the translation of Yachad means Yachad, 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 Yachad. Right?
Even of Amen.
Of Amen is already nish the Shlamais, okay? We'll get there. Right now we're trying to say that L'chaira, we have a minion, but our problem is a different problem. The problem is that they're not daming together, our minion. Right? The Yachad is the Sugya. So I want to tell you that if you understood the Sugya of Yachad, you'll know Sial's garnished and garnished, and I'll explain to you why. Okay? First, let's begin with the Mishnah Berurah, which is problematic for us. That Yachad, he talks about Gal Yisrael, right? Everybody has it. Simon Samach Vav, Siv Katan Lamed Hey, that you have a problem with answering Amen, right? Because a Hefzik, and it has to be Yachad, Hashem Svasai Tiftach, is good enough because that's considered such a small amount. Okay. So the word Yachad means literally Yachad, Yachad, Yachad. So Reb Shapsit, Gishchi, Necht, and Gevaldik. Who says that's the new tefillah mitzibah? There's a secular halacha that also la'adam la'hakdim tefillasu l'tefillas hatzibah. Which I told you was good. We said we were going to say this, you say. That maybe it's not about tefillah mitzibah. It's a non-halacha, which means everybody has the ma'il of tefillah mitzibah. But if it's not, shavah b'shavah, right? So you have a problem that for the guys who are starting early. So I grada would say an interesting chiddush. You know what I would say a chiddush? That if 6 people are starting earlier, and they're the roiv of the tzibur, and they're davening as the tzibur, it's very schwer to say that because the 4 that are not starting, they have a problem of being magdim. Write that down.
That's pashtun. They're the tzibur.
This is when the tzibur is not davening. This is Gal Yisrael, right? The question is. Right. Where's the problem? No, the problem is that the Shliat Tzibur stands, starting Hashem Svar Sei Tiftach.
For everyone else.
Yeah, you tell me, what's the story? You know? What's the problem over here that they're not starting B'Shava? What? Who's being mocked him?
The 6 people
are being mocked. No, not the 6 people are being late.
Maybe the 4 people are being late.
The 4 are being late.
Yeah.
The 6 are ready.
The Shliat Tzibur is starting, right?
Maybe he's one of the 6.
Yeah.
He's starting, right?
Yeah.
And everybody's answering Amen, and they're starting late. Right. So where is the problem that it's not Bishav? Is that what the Mishnah Berurah is saying? Because if you're starting later than the Shliat Tzibur, then the pshat is you're starting late.
Right. So what is his pshat? I don't get it.
Forget about his pshat. He's my best friend, but you don't have
he's
to.
He's my
worry
best friend also. Just doesn't make any sense. You're starting late here. You're not starting early.
We're all saying the same thing. It's a very posh. Leiza, what's the problem here? The Shliach Tzibur starts?
The Shliach Tzibur and the other eight people start, and you're waiting another minute, so you're starting late.
So you're starting late.
So the Isser is also lahakdim if they had Tzibur. To go late. So obviously it's also Tzibur B'Tzibur, not also what he's saying. What else is there?
No, that's what I'm saying, a different Nakuda. But is there a problem for six people to start?
Asa lahakdim?
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
Asa lahakdim means you're not allowed to go ahead of the tzibur. That's what you said. It's pashut.
It's pashut, right?
It doesn't say the tzibur can't go ahead of
can't
you.
Can't go ahead of
the tzibur. I'm just saying, I don't care what you're saying. You're starting late. You're not starting early.
What's the case?
So I thought the shot starts.
The shot starts on time.
Can't start late.
So where is the problem? And they're all going to start after. So what's the problem? It doesn't say tefillah b'tzibur. No, you could come and say that the problem is that they're not starting together. Because it has to be together. The shliach tzibur can't start earlier. It has to be together. There's halacha that the tzibur has to start together. We clear. What's the halacha of everybody starting together? Is halacha otherwise felt in tziruf? Or it has to do with that if the... That's what I'm clearing. Maybe it's a nanda loch of Yachad and Mashliach Tzibur. So it's never negated with the six people starting. What's your sugi that the six people are starting before the four? There's no sugi like this. Who said there's a sugi like this? It's a gewaldige gevar. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, Pasha Pshat. The Shliach Tzibur is starting, right? And the people, they get answer on me, so they're a minute late. Zuck the Mishnah Berurah, no good, because they're not together with the Shliach Tzibur. Okay, it has to be B'Shav, everybody's starting together. So I'm asking you, because otherwise it's felt in Tefillah B'Tzibur, if 10 people or 6, whatever it is, are not starting at the same moment, the problem is that it's not called Tefillah B'Tzibur. So everybody brings from this Mishnah Berurah, yeah. I don't know if that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. What this Mishnah Berurah is saying is not in Hilchas Siruf of Shliach Tzibur, of Tefillah B'Tzibur. It's a din in that the Tzibur has to be starting together because one can't be before the other.
Which din is that? What's the makor for that din?
There is Allah. A person is not going to be makor philosophy of Tefillah B'Tzibur. It's a first Gemara.
You're late. You're not early.
I understand, but that's in the same lumdus.
Well, it's not.
Yes, it
what
is.
What you just said, it's not the same.
No, words. Because there's an need to start together.
Even if it's not B'Shav, they start earlier.
It's still not together. It's a Echetimtza. Right, it's a problem. Correct. Correct.
The second eight of the Mishnah Berurah is to start Ma'at earlier than the Shtab Tzibur. So it doesn't have to be B'Shav.
I'm telling you, that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's a halacha of Makkah. We're going to get there.
That was the second eight of Mishnah Berurah.
Good.
Okay. Now, if you want to go check out the Tzibur. What if you do the Shliach Tzibur? It's something that goes down with the Shliach Tzibur.
There's a halacha that we...
No.
Why
the Shliach Tzibur? Why is he saying the Shliach Tzibur? So he missed the Shliach Tzibur. Everyone else got it and he missed it.
Alright. There might be a third din you're saying. The problem of Asa Lahakdim does not apply over here.
Forget about Lahakdim. Lahakdim is this.
That's a bazillion. You're not starting for the Tzibur, whatever it is.
That could be a bazillion to Kalach also. That's true.
That's a separate issue.
That's true.
I've got to take this out of the picture.
The question,
now the question is you're saying it's not necessarily out to the Tzibur. It's not a did that everybody should start
together. Start together.
What can you put together
to the Tzibur? I proved yesterday that it is. But you can come and say, that it's not. Okay, come, let's move. We have a lot of information.
You'll do,
listen to me. You'll do it. Take down the thing, you'll do it. Let's go back. Okay? The point being that it's very shayach, that this is not the same sugya as six people starting together. Why? Because since the Roi Vatzibur, meaning even if you hold that you need 10 yachad, like the Mishnah Berurah, six starting together is not shavah. The word shava is a different sugya. Okay? Yachad and shava is not the same sugya. Yachad and shava. Yeah, beautiful. You hear? Yachad and shava is not necessarily the same sugya. What? Bei sugya is the frothis. No, Bahamas, if you think about it, yachad means that they're daming together. You know what a daming together? Relay races.
What about that Bei Alacha?
But we'll get to that in a few minutes. First, let's see what's today. Yachad can mean together. The Rishivas Atzal held it meant that you don't think Mamish B'Shava to be Tefillah B'Tzibur.
have to be shavda, b'shavda. I, Mishabur, talks to b'shavda. It's another halacha. You got to start together. It's another halacha. That the way a tzibur works is that people daven mesuder. You start together. Do you know that in Kelim, the whole yeshiva had to be holding by Gal Yisrael, otherwise they didn't start. The whole yeshiva. Michtel Yo brings it down in Sefer. That they waited for Shira Chadash.
So when we daven with six, that means four people.
You know, my Zayda told me
that
they used to close the doors till everybody shows up. If one guy was missing, they told him go daven with Shiva.
In Kelm.
Yeshiva, one guy's missing, it's not Yeshiva. Yechidim or not Yechidim? Yeshiva.
I mean, after a certain time in davening, like after whatever, before
going 9 o'clock is davening, okay, 8 o'clock is that, 7 o'clock. At 7 o'clock.
It's a good thing we're on Kletz.
That's it, everybody go home. Go daven the Shtibuch. Isaiah, I heard it from Isaiah. Kelim was, yeshiva's a yeshiva. No, but everybody knew in Europe the Kelim, that was all the Bali Musari. Okay, it's a whole different world. Okay, the kids are upon him, Rabbi Isai. It's shayich that the din of yachad is one halacha, and the mishabur shava is a different halacha. The problem is, I showed you in the bir halacha simikuf tesif alav divra maskla nichnas. There he writes clearly that the problem of bishave is a problem of that you don't have tefillah b'tzibur gemura. Simin kuf tes sif alef divra maskel ha nichnas agav. I think it's kedai to hear the lashon. If someone lefi tivoy is marich betfila, I like that. The lefi tivoy, it's a nature zach. You know, like with the chazanish, they went to the chazanish. Oh, that the brisker rov, he says kriyshma for 20 minutes. Brisker rov was very mocked, and he would say it again until, and every oh, he said, you know what the chazanish said? You don't say kriyshma like that. You don't say kriyshma like that. I the brisker rov. It's his nature. He's a very nervous person. He's supposed to say it normal. That's it. It is what it is. Lefitiva, you like the lashon of the Mishtabura? What do you mean, Lefitiva? Maybe not tzaddik. I'll leave down to maybe the Lefitiva. I also writing a lashon. Lefitiva. You know, they say Reb Chaim Brisker down very fast. Very, very fast. So they asked him why. Because it's like counting money in Shteit Shulchan Aruch. And he counts very fast.
So maybe for him there should be a different
Dalma. The Torah's Chaim, it's brought down Klar, he's down quickly, and they asked him, say for Torah's Chaim, is Reb Chaim al Chumash?
He's not serious.
Why is he not serious?
Because they don't give giving money as a dogma, give something else as a dogma. For him, he did money quickly.
He was very smart, he was very fast.
So that, I don't know, then spend more time on that.
Next. Okay, but kids, I didn't expect to spend so much time. Anichnas! You damned what? Very fast, huh? Why, Kavana reasons? Yeah, the Balabatim, yeah. Yeah, so what he said. Let me tell you, there was big machlaikas in the Baptist. Anichnas, go ahead, Rablaze, Anichnas, come with me. If you know how much information we have to cover now, it's not kedai to talk about.
It says that if you start davening after the tzibur starts,
yeah,
to the tzibur gemurah.
Right. If you start davening after, right? If you start davening after, what does he say? It's lav, right? You see, Rebutal, is it klar in the Mishnah of the Bialacha? Simin kuf tes, sif alef, divra maskel, ha nivnas! Right? Shulchan Aruch talks about if a guy comes in, anichtas a beis haknesses, umatz a tzibur mispalim, im yachal lahaskel v'ligmur, atchi agiyash li tzibur, l'kedusha, good, right? And if not, he shouldn't daven. So Mishaburu says, "Nu gad read the Balacha Anichnas."
Mikana in Raya Leisur. Mikana is the case of Shulchan Aruch when he came late. The Avshar does zelav to the Tzibur Gemara Mikra.
Because you were late. But if a guy started on time with the Tzibur and he's got a long davener, that's his. That's the way it is.
Oinus. Maybe you're allowed to do it
because you're an oinus. But he explains clearly that Bishavim
coming late is called not Tzibur Gemara.
Not called Tzibur because you're not Bishavim at Tzibur. You see clearly that it's a chesaron in. In the field of Tzibur. Okay, now.
One second. maybe the din of not to be machdim with the tzibur and not to be machresh to go is also a chelik of tefillah b'tzibur. It's called tefillah b'tzibur gemura.
Said that, no? That's what I'm trying to bring out. Trying to bring out that's concerned in tefillah b'tzibur. I'm saying from here to Raya that has nothing to do with the special halacha.
I'm saying maybe the special halacha is also a din of tefillah b'tzibur. It's a way to make a tefillah b'tzibur gemura. Nothing to feel to means that he has to feel the tzibur. There is some to feel the tzibur.
Okay, halachah l'maaseh now. I don't know. Shabsi I hit. Okay, let's see klar now. If you hold that you need 10, all right? If you hold you need 10. So the shliach tzibur should turn around and wait for 10 l'chay, right? If you hold you need 6, so you wait for 6. If you hold you need 10, meaning according to Rambam, you should turn around
six
and wait.
6 means 6 besides 3 or 6 including it?
Six including.
So why by after davening did you tell me you need 6 besides for the
that's something else. That's oinim. That's an oinim.
You need 6 items for kaddish.
The kaddish is something else. We'll discuss that later. Okay? Let's say now you turn around. So according to Ramosh, you should be looking for 10 l'chayim, right? You look at Reb Chaim Kanevsky, and Taka writes that you should Taka Roy. Roy Lahamtin, it's the right thing. It's in Amud Reish Nun Vav, Tshuva Mem Dalit, that if you should turn around and wait to make sure you have 10 people. Roy. And why does he say Roy? Obviously because it's not so clear how we paskin. It's very shy, you don't need 10. Maybe 6 is good enough. So the Roy Lahamtin Mistama means better to wait for 10. Okay? So I guess if you're going to lose your shul because of it, and the oilam's going to run away, and it's a mess, so you know, and it's not Roy anymore. It's not the same. So the words.
Okay.
So you're going to come and say, but for 6 years, you have to wait. Right? That's what it comes out. Tonight's shir is to point out that maybe that's not even so true either.
Not even have to wait for 6.
Yeah, maybe you don't have to wait for anybody.
Good thing Chaim's not here.
There was a chance.
You think he didn't come to me this morning already? He came to me already this morning. No, he heard it. I spoke and I this and I that. And someone told him. I said,
there was a shot last week. He went for anybody. He told himself.
Okay, so I'll tell you, he's not so wrong.
We'll
talk about
that. Zero oine.
This Rabbi Shai is the standard rate. Now tonight you're going to get the inner. Okay. Not so posh at the whole thing. Okay. If you take a look, Reb Chaim brings down in Tshuva Lamed Ches Amud Reish Nun Gimel that Shave doesn't mean Shave. Shave means within the first bracha. So step number one is you don't have to turn around and wait for 6 people to start. Hashem, even if you start and this guy is almost there and he's going to. More or less, you see the way the guy is.
You see that he's by Shir Chadash.
He said, Mistavaking.
Makes sense that the word Bashav is Lav Dafka. That's it. Before him, Rashi says you could do it even at the end.
No, but I'm saying this is far, that by the time they cut to the end of the bracha, once here, once there.
No, he's saying that the word b'shavah doesn't mean that you have to sit with a clock. Yeah. Okay, everybody, 1, 2, 3, go! Like a race. Okay, baruch atah. Yeah, look, that's how they all talk. Lechatchila, vada, it's gewaldig, it's all beautiful. But lemaisa, you're not mechuyev. You want to know something?
There's number one, if you already have 10 people, and then number 11 and 12, whether they get a full tefillah b'tzibur, should they do it on time? And there's another Indian, how many people do you need starting?
No, because it's the same lumbus. What's called a tefillah b'tzibur? Tefillah b'tzibur means not that everybody's starting the same moment. They're davening together. What you have to have everybody. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. Hashem. No, he started the Hashem before me. It's over. It doesn't work that way. As long as within the first brach. And then if you take a look at Ara 36, he says that Reb Chaim told him, Reb Chaim, I just want you to know something. Most of the tshuvas, yeah, no, but this was worked over. This was taken by Etzavas Tamil Chacham, this is the new one. This just came out. This is a group of Talmid Chacham sat there with Reb Chaim and worked out all the things he ever wrote. This is worked out together, Reb Chaim. Okay? Ha'ara 36, he says it's not only the first bracha, but within the first three brachas. And you said this. You said this. That's where it's come. I saw it in the Ha'aris on the bottom. It's considered one. It's considered one bracha. Go ahead, read it. 36, fierce, no? He says, say Ashrei. You say Ashrei. A guy saying Ashrei. Ashrei, Yishvei. Okay, but the Olam's starting to daven. Don't worry about it. Why? Because as long as you catch up within the first. No?
He's only up to Ashrei.
Right?
Catching up with three brothers.
First three
brothers.
I don't know. So, Gimel, so when we talk about Shavah.
He didn't say it. I think he skipped every other word.
The word shava is not so posh that it literally means shava, nachrayim. Okay. Now, so it comes out that even if you're going to be makbid on your 10, even if you're going to be makbid on your 10, right? As long as within Magen after Kedusha, within the range of Kedusha, l'chayrim, you can be makled, and it's considered tefillah b'tzibur. Okay. Now, I wanted to throw out a few more zach. What are you makbid on? Because of Ramesha, yeah? But I thought Ramesha himself holds his tefillah b'tzibur even if you come in Sim Shalom. In Sim Shalom. Let's say you come by Sim Shalom. And you're davening. Huh? That's tefillah b'tzibur, he says. Says
a
klal.
Is a tefillah and you want to join in for him.
So this is a chakira that I have. That was my chakira yesterday. I'm clearing. We're going to get there. We're going to clear it. We said this before. We cleared this. Yeah, okay. Let's see. Now, so Ramesh in the Tshuvas Arachayim Chayla Gimel, Simon Dalit says clearly that this whole thing with Shava, it's Lav Dafka. It can't be Dafka because he kindness that no one's ever been Shava anyway. What do you mean? Let's say we start, Hashem's first, everybody started together. In 2 seconds, everybody is in different places. So you can't literally mean that it's Shava B'Shava. Now, if you take a look, Reb Shlomo Zalman and Halicha Shlomo says the exact same Psak Halacha, that there's no such Halacha as Shava B'Shava. It's ridiculous. As long as the Olam is davening in the same Shmoneh Esrei, it's good. Okay, Halicha Shlomo, go ahead. No, Amit Samet Ches. Yes, we do. No, who has the Halicha Shlomo? Here, you have it. Let's go. Amit Samet Ches, Oy Zayin. Okay? And then he brings in the Arach Ches, the same Svar Ramesha, Schnell. So I'm clearing an interesting vault. You know what I'm clearing? Yeah. Amud Tzadik Ches, Oy Zayin. He says this vault clearly, that the word Shaveh doesn't mean Shaveh. As long as it's within the Shemoneh Esrei, it's considered Tefillah B'Tzibur. Okay. Yeah, again, Aflach HaTchila, Tzarech, it's good. Yeah, Gamir.
Tefillah
B'Tzibur. No, Shamzam's not good enough for the Olam, it's not good enough for you. Go ahead, Yenu. Yeah, continue, but I'm the Ha'ara. Ha'ara Ches, Ha'ara Ches, Ches. Ois Ches, Gevaldik. It's a Tzamtzim. What do you think? Shava Mishava? Within the same Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, I'm going to ask you a kash. I want you to think about it, all right? I thought about it years ago. An interesting thing. If you don't hold like this Ramesh and this Reb Shlomo Zalman, and you hold that the Tziruf is in the beginning, right, and afterwards everybody's flying all over anyway, they're not Shav B'Shav anyway, right? What happens if you have six Mispalim, four Amitzarif, that they're Stam sitting there because they already davened, all right? They start Hashem Svasai Tiftach, now they could leave. They have tefillah b'tzibur. They started the tefillah b'tzibur with 10 people. No. Now they could leave.
So they might have a problem of...
I'll feel of a tzibur. I'm asking, Allah chalem ha'isid, feel of a tzibur.
Is there Hashem Michlo?
Huh?
Is there Hashem Michlo?
They have to go. What do you want from there? Like, they did you a favor. What do you want? Oh, is Hashem or what?
They talk about this.
The daytime. The
daytime. I heard from Simchat Bunim. I went to Shul. He talked about this
now,
exact...
Now I'm a legitimate person.
No. His Shaila, not your Shaila.
Oh, his Shaila.
If they, somebody, they need you for a minute and you davened already and you say, I'll start so you can do it, but I got to leave in the middle. Do you have the problem of Isaiah Shem?
Ahead of time that
you're leaving. Yeah. So my Shaila is how much do they have to stay for? According to, if you hold that the tziruf is in the beginning, just Hashem so sakit.
You
have six people. Hashem so sakit.
Very
sure. Can't be.
Why not? I want to say it could be.
I backed up.
We'll try it.
What am I saying that's wrong? Can you tell me why I'm wrong? Are you mask? According to Rashiva Zatzal, the whole tziruf is the entire Shemin Esrei. But if you hold that the tziruf is shava b'shava, that they got to start in the beginning.
The same thing if you pray, someone
wants to dominate, that's it.
Say
it's Hashem's son. Doesn't sound right, right? Some other design. So what? That's the sound right. You like my Shaila? Look at all your Shaila. You tell the guy, listen to me, I got 1 minute to spare for you, alright? You better start. Hashem Tzvasai Tiftach. Have a nice day. Okay, now you got your minion. That's all. You started with 10 people.
The relationship is now when he wants to dominate Nate. And the team was dominating earlier than Nate. He says Hashem Tzvasai, and he waits until Nate, and then he starts.
And therefore what? And therefore what? Where is this? What are you quoting me? You know? What? So scream it out because they're stoning me to death because of what I said. No, so what does it say? That's what it says. No, that's what he's telling you. But you have to be a little bit civil.
It does happen. It's
so read it. What do you want from me? I hold this. I don't need that Rebbe Yashiv to show me that I'm right. I know I'm right. Go ahead, no?
Shalom is
says this word that Hashem is supposed to say is good enough because you have the tziruf ready there? No, no, because it comes out that they're diving later with nets. He says his word? He says it, huh?
Do we do that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the same one. They just got it wrong, right?
He tells on the Bishava Bishava.
No. What is the case?
Could you imagine if you weren't here? They would hang me. They would hang me. I would have to find myself another.
There's another.
No, that's not good. It's not good. Years ago, I thought of this subject.
Yeah, I was wondering.
It's a good word.
What does he say?
It's a good word. If you hold that it's Shava.
You hold that it's not Nate Sechama yet. You want it's a Shiloh and Nate. So you wait. So say Hashem Sosa Tiftach with them.
Because the tefillah of a tzibur is chal.
Wait your 3 minutes that you need before you say Baruch Atah Hashem for your name. So
how
do
you
tell
the tzibur?
No! Are you minded?
How do you get to your tzibur?
Because 10 people are saying you said Shosei Tiftach.
This is not
tefillah
yet. Okay,
let's go by.
He's not your case. He's not leaving.
All I'm telling you is, nobody's waiting!
He's waiting, so he didn't get it.
He could be waiting! It's much worse for Shabbos than his Kiddush.
About a Tzibur. Fine, it's his Cholim HaTzibur. But it's understandable that everybody's going to be finishing Shemoneh Esrei together.
Together?
I don't understand. There's not going to be a minion by the time
you finish Shemoneh Esrei. You should see when they die before Nets. They're done before Nets.
No, I don't mean they're
from the Nun to the Tzaddik, they're already finished.
I mean that they finished at the same
point. Between the Nun and the Tzaddik, they're done already.
Isn't the Shaila whether you don't have a minion at the end of your Shemoneh Esrei?
Isn't
that the Shaila?
Now, let's go back. I'm asking, whatever. You know what it is? There's not enough time.
Wait, this is the
my rot? I can't because there's all the time. They want to start Shabbos.
The other
one starts Shabbos. The other one starts. The other one starts Shabbos. He says he wants Shabbos. I promised him.
You didn't want to learn to do this.
I promised him Shabbos. Like my word is a word. My word is a word. I said Shabbos is Shabbos.
So tomorrow you have off.
Tomorrow you have off.
Tomorrow you have off.
Tomorrow?
I don't know. Listen, I promised. My word is a word. Rabbi Peel, my word is a word. Okay, let's go weiter. Okay, I don't. I have to go weiter. Come, let's go. It's page 4. We have 9 pages, please. Let's go weiter. Now, we've just established that, first of all, Shava B'Shava doesn't mean Shava B'Shava, according to many Achreinim. Okay? Or B'Roshim Ramosha. So if you want the Yud of Ramosha, forget about the good. You can have it as long as they're davening within the same tefillah. It's called tefillah b'tzibur. Okay. Then I want to tell you, even if you have one person that's davening, that wasn't the tzibur, and you're davening together, one person, and you're davening together with that one person that was in the tzibur, Tziruf could be considered part of the Tzibur. So I'm asking you a question. Make the cheshbon. If a person comes and he wants to daven, a yeshiva guy comes and he says he wants a minyan, yeah? He wants bedavka 10 people. He doesn't want to daven 6 people. What does he care? By the time he's ready to daven, did you have 10 people davening? Yeah, sure you had. What I mean? By Sim Shalom, are 10 people davening already? He's davening slow, and he doesn't want to start with 6 people. So let him, as long as one person from the 10, by Sim Shalom, you have 10 people davening? That's called a tzir for Kohen Terech HaZadosh. There's not too late. He says not like that. Shabtzi, read this Chazanish now. Go ahead. Tshuvas Lamed. That's Noita. Tshuva Lamed Zayin. What? Tshuva Lamed Zayin. Amud Reish Nun Gimel. Go ahead. Yes. No.
Tshuva Lamed Zayin. What?
Amud Reish Nun Gimel. Tshuva Lamed Zayin.
That's a good cooler.
What's happened in this case? Forget. What is the yeshiva guy all nervous about? That we started with 6 people? Is that what's bothering him? By the time that
Tfilah
B'Tzibur, say that. He says yes, Tfilah B'Tzibur. He says yeah.
Whatever.
I'm saying, so you don't have the Shava B'Shava. What do you want? Have you seen the Chazon Ish hold? It's called Tfilah B'Tzibur.
He says right here, okay? That's not a riot.
Exactly.
It's not necessarily a riot. Here, you started with 10 people, so you started with the real. It's not necessarily a riot. It's not necessarily a riot. You started with 10 people, so you have a Tzibur Gemurah. So, therefore, as long as the Tzibur started already, was Chal Hashem Tzibur.
If you hold like Ramosha. That a tzibur means,
what do you need 6 for?
If you hold like Rav Moshe, that anywhere within the realm of the davening, you have 10 people, which you're going to have. Eventually, the oilim is going to sit and daven, right? Let me tell you something. I'm not coming to tell you that you shouldn't start together. I didn't say that. I'm not telling you all that, but if you notice, they're all dancing around. It's good, it's nice, it's wonderful, it's gewaldig, it's zisvitzuka. Okay, what's the lach lemaisa? You don't gotta kill a shul because of it. That's the point. The point is, a rav has to make a decision. Do you have a minyan with 6 people davening? Yes. A guy comes in, but I need my 10 people. You can work around your 10 people that way also. You can have, as long as there was 10 people davening. So the 6 people started, the 3-4 people are going to continue, right?
We're going to catch it.
And even if you're davening with one of those 10, what?
They need to catch.
Even in the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, it doesn't go backwards.
What are you saying, Nachum Al-Yudi? What are you saying?
Starting 6 people.
You start with 6.
The rest of the world is not ready.
Ramon Yisrael holds, if you start with 6, and in the middle another 4 are going to daven with you, that's called 10 people davening. And you, yeshiva man, who's davening slow, don't worry if there's only one guy you're davening with. It's also good. Don't worry about it.
Was willst du?
You started with six people, let's say. Correct. Zok the Chazanish, that's called Tfila B'Tzibur.
It's even better than Tfila B'Tzibur.
It's good for you. You have a whole new sugya of Tfila B'Tzibur. Okay, let's go back to now. How could you deny Rabbeisai the Tzlach? How could you deny the Tzlach, Rabbeisai? The Tzlach says a Chiddush. That's right. You looked it up? Yevaldik, the Tzlach says that even if you're not davening with the Tzibur, meaning they're saying Ashri Volatzian, and you're davening Shmeres, it's called Tfila B'Tzibur.
Very
schwach. The Noi Dibihu is a schwacher Mensch. Very schwacher.
Why?
The Mishapura brings it down Lalocha. Mishapura brings it down Lalocha. Simon Tzadik, Siv Kam Lamid. That's why you're allowed to daven Musif. While the Oilam's daven Shachas or vice versa.
So,
that's different. Wait a minute. Says Reb Chaim, not like that. He says they ask. It doesn't mean that it's Tfila B'Tzibur. All the Tzlach means it's Bishotai. He says it's not true. Look at
it. Why not?
Tshuva Mem Zayin. Tshuva Mem Zayin.
There's a thing that comes
with the Priyitzchok. It's a 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 Priyitzchok. It's
a Priyitzchok. It's a
Priyitzchok. It's a Priyitzchok. It's a Priyitzchok. It's a Priyitzchok. It's a Priyitzchok. It's a Priyitzchok. It's a Priyitzchok.
It's
a Priyitzchok. It's a Priyitzchok. You have Tfila B'Tzibur, and the Tzlach is Mechadish, even with Asher. So the Oilam will say, I'm real Ben Torah, I don't like the Noi Dibi Yehud. Don't be such a Ben Torah. If you're Ben Torah, you understand who the Noi Dibi Yehud is.
It's still only a Shmon Esrei.
State, even if he's saying Asher, you're Volatzian.
Maybe the Tfilas of the Tzibur are going up by Shmon Esrei, not in the middle of Asher, you're Volatzian. So good, you can hop onto the Muslim.
What should I do? I should tell you to rip the Tzlach out of the Tzlach. What do you want from me?
Tzlach is chapping out the Tfilas Musaf because that's also the Pshar Shatibim's Baalim. But the Tfilas Musaf,
you don't know that. I'm asking, you see that they asked this to Reb Chaim, that doesn't make sense. He said it does make sense. That's what Reb Chaim is saying.
He's just saying that the Shmona Esrei could also be Tfilas Musaf because it's Shmona Esrei. But Ashri Volatzion, there's no Pachor, the Ashri Volatzion. You can be Yachit Tfilas Musaf. He's not talking about that.
With the Tzlach.
So what is Reb Chaim?
Reb Chaim is saying that when you're davening Shmona Esrei, when they're davening Shmona Esrei, not only are you yaitzim shoshat to Mizpalim, you're also yaitzim to Mizpalim.
But if they'd be davening... But I'm showing you, I'm married to Gazach.
With the Tzlach.
How could you tell me Shav B'Shav if one guy's davening, Ata Kainanto, Oilam Chomiked, Vati Yotzart, Oilam Chomikedem, and the other guy saying Tzlach Lanu, and that's a Tzirul.
It's Tfilas Yedches.
What happened to Shav B'Shav? I don't know what you're talking about. That's the right.
You don't have
Shabbos.
You don't have Shabbos.
I'm starting like this. Ata Yotzarta Olam Chomikedem Baruch Ata Hashem. Okay.
Now we are with Tzadik.
How could you come and say Simen Tzadik? Simen Tzadik Oislamid. He brings it. He brings the Tzlach. Davov. The Tfila B'Tzibur, the Tzlach, that if a guy say Ashi Volatzian and you're Davi Shmez, it's a Tfila B'Tzibur.
Where did the Tzlach say that?
Tzlach, Davov!
It's the same slach, and doesn't bring down the half of those
slach. The rub is right in front of you.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know what to share.
Well, what should I go to such a shul lechatchila, or should I go to a shul lechatchila, and we'll be able
to have... To help out the tzibur, what do you want? You know what it is?
We should come every day at 6:50, we need you. End of story. There's nothing to talk about. Now that we got that over with,
we didn't get a hashlama b'tzibur.
Okay. Now, lefize,
Myriv, I say that all the time. Now at least I have somebody to back me.
Okay.
I still can't get over. Every time I think about how it was you, Reuven, and Roy walking in the same room, I'm such jealousy that I wasn't in that room.
I don't know if you would have wanted to be there.
We heard the story with the air conditioner, with the window. The Kaltalitvik, he mentioned one story about it. But I mean, that's amazing. That's like the Tui William of Westgate and the Tzaddik of Westgate in one room.
Tui William, yes.
Alright, I'm not saying you're not an Eli, I just don't know you're learning. I know you could be you're also an Eli. How we could say what I see. What?
What?
That's a famous priest. Very famous. He has pages on it.
I'm going to go to the next one.
Thank you.
Sense with this. He says, if I'm davening, become part of the
resin. I hear, but he says, according to
Moshe. A little bit, Torahim, because he's saying, Zvara, if I didn't daven, I said, what's that called davening? It's a hemshech of, it's like his kiyah started.